But he's 19 years old. You know, he wasn't even here when you were playing. Do you have any regrets from your career?
Well, not particular. I do some respects because of I could have been a better ball player, and I know I could have, as far as hitters concerned. You know, of course, I was kind of dummy. I didn't learn things till it got age on me. You know, but I know things that I should have recognized that I didn't. I didn't get under the ball enough to be a home run hitter. I was a line drive type hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And had I took that literally, I'd have been better off because I hit one hard and good sometimes out of ballpark and thought you could do it more often, you know, and that hurts you.
Yes, it does. Well, you were very stocky. I guess if you had a loft, you would have had some good power.
Well, I'd be as strong as anybody. If I'd got the ball up, if I'd have been an uppercutter like some guys, I'd have hit 20, 30 home runs a year or more.
You had a disadvantage of playing a number of years in Chicago, but I guess you were out of there by 1950 or so, weren't you?
Yeah, when I first got there, I was a full hitter on both sides, and I hit the ball pretty hard. Right field beat patting his glove on it, and Appling said, "You better learn to hit that ball to the opposite field, this ballpark." Well, I did. I had to learn to hit it. It hurt you for a couple of years, but you know, it was a must there to learn to hit the ball to the opposite field so it would sink a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, man, it'd just hang up there. So, you know, you had a 440 out there at the center field, and that wind blowing in about 9/10 of the time. It really hurt.
I bet it did. That was a death for many a strong man. You did have one good home run year there in Chicago, though, didn't you? 14 or 15 one year?
14.
Yeah, well, that was your last year there, I think, right? That's good. A good power year for a White Sox team. If you went back, and goodness gracious, that's we're talking about going back 50 years, would you be a ball player again?
Oh, definitely. I've got an opinion about big league ball players. Wait a minute. Let me back it up just a little bit. In my area, I'll put it that way, because, well, I'm going to use an illustration. When I scouted, if I saw a kid that looked pretty good in high school and had some ability, I said, "What do you think about giving pro ball a shot at it?" And if he says, "I definitely am going to play," and you're interested, but he said, "Oh, I don't know, I might give it a whirl," so I'd walk away and I'd just say thank you, and I'll just eliminate you already. Because
mm-hmm.
when I started as a kid, I was, as soon as I knew what a baseball looked at, 7, 8, 10 years old. And I'd sit around and daydream of playing ball in the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was in the grocery business. And when I got about 15, he said, "I hope you make a ball player. You're not good for much of anything else." In other words, he couldn't find me. I was playing ball, and I could always find somebody to play ball with.
Yes.
And what I believed, it wasn't nothing going to stand in the way of me getting to the big leagues. Nothing. I don't care what it was. In my mind, I knew I was going to play in the big leagues. And I think you have to have that or you don't make it.
I've coached some kids' teams over the years, and now I'm coaching a team of Stan Musial League. They're 18, 19, 20 years old. And these, all the ages, the kids, they say they want to play baseball. They want to be Major League Baseball players. But they don't want to come to practice.
Well, that's the whole deal. Now, last time I helped out a friend of mine out here, he had a teenage deal, and it had to do with college, freshmen, and guys that just graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had some ability, you know. So I worked with him for 2 or 3 weeks, And some of the things we worked on really amazed them, you know. But anyway, first thing you know, what I'm saying, I got to quit a little early today. I've got to go on a picnic. And doesn't say, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. And first thing you know, there'd be three or four or five I've quit early. And I said, boys, I called them together. I said, I'm going to say to you that my time isn't real, real valuable. But it's more valuable to spend out here with you guys that's not willing to learn or have no determination to learn. I said, I'm through. And I quit, too. But on the spot, I quit. My philosophy is you cannot help people that are not willing to try to help themselves.
Yes.
In phase. And you just lead a horse to water. If he's not thirsty, he won't drink.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's very frustrating. It's really tough on the kids who do want to practice and do want
I agree with that because there's X number of kids that really want to play and give their eye teeth to play, and the majority of those that really have the determination don't have enough ability is what it boils down to.
Yeah, it seems to be that way, and that's sad.
Well, the hardest thing I ever did in my life in baseball was to tell a kid that we were releasing him the first year.
Mm.
Because he's one of those, he's just that one of those kids, if I said, stand on your head, he's done his best, stand on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to play so bad he could taste him. He didn't have enough ability. And I tried to get Houston to tell him they were going to release him. They wouldn't do it. Said, you tell him.
Oh.
So tears came down his eyes when I told him that. Oh, and it hurt me.
I can imagine. Yeah, it's, you destroy a dream. It's tough.
That's right.
There's only so many that, I would have given my left ear to play baseball.
Yeah, but the guys that really have the determination to play, in a lot of cases, don't have quite enough ability. And those guys that got the ability, well, it's like there's a kid over here at Fort Worth where I scouted, a junior, and straight boy that had short ballparks. He'd hit balls in the gap between the outfielders, and he'd run around third base, turn around, see where they go to throw the ball. He could really run, throw, and hit the ball good, play center field.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't wait until he becomes a senior.
Right.
He becomes a senior, you're walking around the stands. 20 scouts over there looking at him in a tournament over there, and then he's walking around and say, what's happened to you? I'm about going out for baseball. For what reason? Always too much of a hassle.
Oh, boy.
So,
and then there's 10 kids who would love to be able to do what he can do and they can't make it.
Well, he reminded me of Al Kaline, same type of ball player that Al Kaline was when he, started and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and did the thing just like Kaline did and had all the ability it took. But it's just too much of a hassle for him.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. Well, you don't want those, even if they do have the talent. If they don't have the aptitude, you don't want them.
Oh, that's right.
Well, Dave, I have appreciated your time. I hope I haven't taken you too much away from your family.
I sit here, read the paper, or watch the television.
A couple quick questions, not the interview, but this. It'll take me several days to get this typed up. Do you want to see it before I send it to the magazine?
Oh, not necessarily. You might send me a copy of it.
Oh, I'll be very happy. How many copies would you like?
Oh, a couple.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Give me three, because I got two boys by the old one.
Okay. We'll send you three. It will be probably 3 or 4 months. Occasionally one of them goes a little longer, so it's January. I suspect by summertime, anyhow, it will appear.
All right.
And we'll send you three. If you want more, maybe you have to get it. If you decide you want more, you can let me know.
All right.
But we'll send them to you. I really appreciate your time. I've enjoyed this. As I told you in the letter, I don't know if you recall, when I was a kid, you were one of my favorite players. I used to try to keep track of what each of my favorite players did each day, and I'd keep my own book, and I'd look in box scores and write down what you did. You were one of them I tried to keep track of. I've enjoyed this. I really appreciate your time.
That's quite all right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good night.